We've moved now on the second letter to the Corinthians, to chapter 6. And Paul is appealing to them and to us not to let the time go by. There is a time. Certainly for us right now in this country and without, throughout the world, there's a time. There's a time to be clear about the Lord, His love, His demands. It's a time to support so many who are confused and frightened. It's a time to oppose abortion. It's a time. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. We cause no one to stumble in anything. And of course, that's scandal. Scandalon is the word underlined. Stumble. That no fault may be found with our ministry, and so forth. And then he describes his own life. What kind of a person was he that he could see all of this as part of the Lord's call? Huh? Affliction, hardship, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigils, fasts. That's a pretty hard life. By purity, knowledge, patience, kindness in the Holy Spirit, in unfeigned love, in truthful speech, in the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness at the right and on the left, through glory and dishonor, insult and praise. He's saying, I know what the Lord wants me to do, and I'm going to keep on doing it and glory in it. No matter what happens to me, whether people think I'm great or think I'm stupid, whether they beat me or listen to me. So we are treated as deceivers and yet are truthful. These Catholics always trying to get out of, you know, want their own special health care, they want their own, you see. And they're, you see, we're deceivers. Unrecognized. Who are these people? And yet acknowledged. That's a lost cause. He says here, we're treated as dying, and yet we live. You see? Chastised, and yet not put to death. As sorrowful, what a life these dear souls have. Marry one person and stay with them their whole life, no matter, no. See? As in poor, yet enriching many. As having nothing, and that would be Paul, yet possessing all things. That's his description. What he's saying, in effect, is what? If you will stick with the Lord no matter what, you will be happy. You will know him. And you will have divine power to change others and bring them to eternal life. That's what he's saying. And we usually say, well, I like the last part, but I don't like the way to get there. That's tough. Now we have in the gospel, you heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That is not a rule for vengeance. It's a rule trying to moderate vengeance. If he knocks out one tooth, you can only knock out one tooth. If he damages one eye, you can only damage one of his. It's to limit vengeance. But our Lord says, forget it. And that's what he means. Offer no resistance to one who is evil. He doesn't mean to stand there. He means don't take vengeance. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, now you see, if somebody's going to strike you on the right cheek, how do they do that? They have to go like that, right? What an insult. Turn him the other one. Now this is big league ball. You know? This is not minor league. But this is what we're called to. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. You know? Some people, if they could just win a lawsuit, you see. Should someone press you into service for 1 mile, that's the Roman occupation. The Roman army had the right to impress anybody into service for 1 mile to carry burdens or to do whatever. And our Lord's, these are the occupation forces. If they want you to go 1 mile, go two. This is tough. See? Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. We have to pray, what is the Lord saying? See, what kind of heart does he want us to have that makes sense to us, you know? And he chooses. Remember, at his trial, somebody slapped him. And he said, if I've done something wrong, show it to me. If not, why did you slap me? So it's not be a milquetoast, you see? But it's know what the big issues in life are and don't get hung up on the little ones. Somebody doesn't like you, somebody insults you, forget it. Pray for them and keep going. And when you see somebody do that with that balance and that poise, then you know that's a Christian. That's the way to go.